Welcome to the Italian Unicorn Podcast. This podcast will be short pills about New York City and its greater area. This is NEP, an Italian unicorn in New York. I moved here 9 years ago from Italy. Each week, we will visit a different neighborhood, and I would like to share my secrets, hints, and suggestions about what to do in the Big Apple. You will discover how and where you can shoot iconic and cinematic pictures and where to eat something good. In each episode, I will share something special, some personal thoughts about the most exciting city in the world. Let's start. Okay. Wow. We are already at episode 4 of this podcast. Thank you again for the nice personal reviews and feedback. I really, really appreciate that. This week, as already said, in episode 3, dedicated to Central Park, we are walking around the super wealthy and elegant neighborhood on the east side of the park, the Upper West Side in Manhattan. I never mentioned before that New York City has 5 boroughs: Manhattan, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island, the forgotten one. Ask a real New Yorker who doesn't live in Staten Island, and you will have a super funny and hilarious conversation. My friend Maria lives there, and we have always a great laugh about this. Bounded around the 96th Street to the north, the East River to the east, 59th Street to the south, and Central Park and Fifth to the west, the area of the Upper East Side as several smaller neighborhoods inside, including Lenox Hill, Carnegie Hill, and Yorkville. Once known as the Silk Stocking District, it has long been the most affluent and wealthy neighborhood in New York City. The avenues' directions north-south are Fifth, Madison, Park, Lexington, Third, Second, First, York, and East End. The latter running only from East 79th Street to East 90th Street. The major east-west streets are 59th, 72nd, 79th, 86th, and 96th. Some real estate agents use the term Upper East Side instead of East Harlem when they are referring to the area between the 96th Street and Fifth Avenue. They don't use the name Harlem because they want to keep the prices up. The name Harlem, with bad old reputation, has a bad influence on the business. We will see, at the contrary, that this neighborhood has become super cool and very vibrant. Anyway, you know what I mean. Smart people, these real estate professionals. Ha, money, 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 money. If you love the TV series Gilded Age, period from about the 1870s to the late 1890s, you can remember this area, how it was in their splendor days. The super wealthy and elegant neighborhood was also painted in the stunning historical movie The Age of Innocence, with Winona Ryder, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Michelle Pfeiffer, directed by Scorsese. Back then, the most affluent people of New York City lived here. All the power families, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, and the Astors. Nowadays, it's famous for its world-class fashion, contemporary art, and fine dining. Madison Ave is the epicenter of this energy and the hype of the area, even if it maintains the vibe of residential district. On a sunny morning, Walking around, you will see very classy and elegant ladies walking their sweet dogs, nannies pushing superstar baby strolls, diplomats and uniformed kids going to prestigious private school. Chanel, Dolce & Gabbana, Prada, and other over-the-top luxury brands had their stores and boutiques here. The massive building hosted the French Hermès is set with a cocktail bar, VIP lounge, rooftop garden, and atelier. Carolina Herrera, Michael Kors, Oscar de la Renta, and Vera Wang are the big names representing the American fashion Rinascimento, called quite luxury. We have seen it in the awarded HBO series Succession. Another store to visit is for sure the flagship store of Ralph Lauren, the essential American and preppy style. It's a massive shop where you can stop for a super chic break at Ralph Coffee. The area is host to some of the most famous museums in the world. The string along Fifth Ave, Fronty Central Park, has been named Museum Mile, running between 82nd and 105th Streets. The list of the cultural institutions located here is very long. Here are some examples. The Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum. Free collection. Right now, it's under renovation. It will reopen in late 2024. Frick Madison, the Solomon Guggenheim, the famous spiral white building designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, one of my favorite architects. Jewish Museum of New York, Metropolitan Museum of Art, the famous Met, at their ball on May and Monday. El Museo del Barrio, Museum of City of New York, one of my fave, if you want to learn more about the city. National Academy of Design, and the list go on and on. Please remember that some of these cultural spots give you the possibility to enter free of charge on some specific days during the week or time during the day. For example, at the top of the Met, just to let you know, in the summer, there is a super cool rooftop with a great cocktail bar. If you want to go directly to the rooftop to mingle and have something to drink, the access is completely free. Or, for example, on Sundays, the free collection until 1 p.m. allows entry without any charge. Cool, right? Many art galleries are located here. Famous Hotel, too, has the Plaza, the Marc, the Pier. Fun fact. Even if you will probably be intimidated by these elegant places, be aware that you can usually go inside, take a visit to their toilets, you know what I mean, in case you need them, and take pictures of the elegant styles of their halls. Many diplomatic missions have their own quarters in some of the former mansions on the Upper East Side. The population of the neighborhood is mostly white, 74%, and very wealthy. Let's talk about photography now. Aside some example of very beautiful buildings and apartments, in my opinion, the best subjects to portray on pictures are the museums. Of course, the Guggenheim is my favorite because of its iconic round shape, and that white is amazing. The Met on the 5th is super cool too. Don't forget Central Park, of course, which was our main subject in the previous episode of this podcast. If you miss it, run immediately to check it out. Walking around the streets, you will be able to spot very stunning examples of elegant and extra luxurious mansions, townhouses, and brownstones. Likewise, the Upper West Side, these houses are very well maintained and they shine literally. But in a very different mood here, more chic and less laid back, let's say. Don't lose the chance to take a picture of these beauties. During some specific celebrations of the year, as Halloween or Christmas, these houses become cult spots for their beautiful and extraordinary decorations. They are incredible, believe me. Let's see other landmarks around. Lexington Candy Shop, New York City Luncheonette, on the corner of the 83rd Street and Lexington Ave, serves New Yorkers and tourists for more than 99 years. Their hot creams are the best in the city. They are still making their own syrup in the house, and it's operated by the same family and partners for 3 generations. They still serve the classic American menu, milkshakes, lemonade, egg creams, club sandwiches, and tuna salad. Oh, and of course, breakfast. Head there for omelets of all kinds, your choice of toast, pancakes, and a hot cup of joe, available all day long. But the most notable thing to order off their menu is definitely a Coca-Cola made the old-fashioned way. It's one of the few remaining establishments that still mix Coca-Cola syrup and sells water, then topped with a scoop of delicious vanilla ice cream. It would seem to travel back to the old New York City of the 40s and the 50s. I will expect a pink Eldorado Cadillac just passing by. Don't forget, then, to stop at Neil's Coffee or Corrado Bakery, other cult location for your food experience in the Upper East Side. Going east, towards the East End and the East River, other nice location where to find corners and frames worthy of a shooting are Anita Gelato, with their green apple typical frame, on the 2nd Ave, and the 24th Street between 2nd and 3rd, you can catch fabulous example of carriage houses. Very, very trendy now on Instagram. And there's some place on East End Ave, few blocks away from the East River, is a beautiful example of the iconic red bricks architecture. The houses were built in Queen's Anne style. The Upper East Side is packed with very good restaurants where you can stop for a nice brunch, a work lunch, or a fancy dinner. Some names: Sushi Nut, Cafe Sabarsky inside the New Gallery, the Peruvian Mission Ceviche, the Northern Thai Zab Putuan. Okay, it's time to go and eat something myself. Don't forget your camera or phone. Shoot, shoot, and shoot. Upper East Side was a background for many, many movies. Breakfast at Tiffany again, Eyes Wide Shut, Autumn in New York, Manhattan, Sex and the City, the series and the films, Cruel Intentions, Gossip Girl, The Devil Wears Prada, and many, many more. For this week, the time has ended. I will be back in the next episode with new info and suggestion about a different part of this magic city, New York. Let me know if you have any preference to pick another location, something that you like and you want to have more info about. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music, and the major platforms of podcasting. Take a look at my feed on Instagram. My account is AnnieUnicorn with the NY like New York 77. Don't forget the Facebook page and YouTube channel, where to find some short reels of the pictures I have taken all around New York City during these years. If you like this show, please share it with your friends and family and your social media. Stay tuned. Thank you again for all the support of this show, the Italian Unicorn Podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week. See you to the next. Ciao, belli. Next episode, what you think to go to Harlem? So we can talk about music too. Hip hop, maybe.